with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Turning Point co-founder and Salem talk show host Charlie Kirk has been shot and killed while hosting an event at Utah Valley University. Kirk had been meeting and greeting people under a tent when he was assassinated. President Trump is mourning the killing of his conservative ally, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Writing on his social media platform, the president announced that Kirk died after being shot at a university event in Utah. He said no one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. The president said he loved and admired Kirk and that he and the First Lady send their sympathies to Charlie's wife and family. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The shooting Wednesday occurred during one of his trademark appearances at a college in Utah. His death was announced by Trump in a post on his social media platform. The 31-year-old was a prominent conservative activist who embodied the pugnacious and populist approach to politics under Trump's Republican Party. In 2012, Kirk launched Turning Point USA to reach out to young conservatives. That organization and its affiliates helped turn out voters to get Trump elected in 2024, focusing on those who felt shut out of politics and rarely cast a ballot. In remarks at a Generation Next summit in March 2018, Charlie Kirk asked President Trump a question.
What advice would you give to the 25-year-old Donald Trump, knowing what you know today?
Don't run for president.
Kirk died doing what made him a potent political force, rallying conservatives on a college campus, this time Utah Valley University. This is SRN News. The NRB is coming to Washington, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Officials with the National Religious Broadcasters are establishing an office on Capitol Hill. NRB CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "This is more than a new office. It is a permanent presence for Christian communication in Washington. Our new headquarters ensures that Christian media will continue to have a seat at the table for generations to come." Evangelicals are strong supporters of President Trump, and some Christian ministries are expanding their presence in Washington. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Orleans Archdiocese has agreed to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The agreement paves the way for a final resolution to years-long negotiations amid a series of similar settlements by the Catholic Church. The New Orleans Archdiocese has filed for bankruptcy in May 2020. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street closed mostly higher to notch more records. The S&P 500 added 0.3% and set an all-time high for the second straight day. The Dow fell 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite inched up less than 0.1% to add to its record set the day before. Oracle helped lead the way after giving a stunning forecast for revenue growth in upcoming years, but a drop for Apple weighed on indexes. Treasury yields eased following a surprisingly encouraging report on inflation at the wholesale level. That backed expectations for coming cuts to interest rates. The Dow was down 220 points today to finish at 45,490. The NASDAQ gained 6 to 21,886. The S&P 500 up 19 points to 6532. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.